Good morning. We begin the final chapter of the Chovos HaLevavos Shar HaBitachon. And of course, the Chovos HaLevavos introduces this particular chapter with a certain understanding. He says, look, I've gone through this entire section, the Gate of Bitachon, and I've explained what the elements of Bitachon are, and I've talked about what the means are for us to acquire it. I even talked about how to make Bitachon work with the concept of Ishtadlus. So now he says, if we have all of these things down pat, we have to ask the obvious question, which is, why don't people have a sense of bitachon? Why is it that we don't develop a sense of bitachon? I dare suggest that even those of us who say, have a little bitachon, they also don't have bitachon. It's fascinating. I remember taking a 6-week course with the late, great Maurice Lamb, the author of so many wonderful books, the Rebbe Beth Jacob, in Los Angeles, the brother of Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, Zichrono Levracha. So Rabbi Maurice Lamb, Zichrono Levracha, the morning and halacha, love and marriage. He turned to us and he told us about a particular illness he had gone through. I think he's written the elements of that particular course up in the context of a book he wrote called Consolation. And he says he was in a particular state where he was very, very down over a particular medical condition that he had. And a fellow walks into his room and he says, oh, Reb Maurice, I'm here to give you a lesson in bitachon. And he was ready to throw the guy out the window, whoever it was, to came to give him a lesson in bitachon. And he turned to us and he says, boys, do you know what the problem was? The problem was he was going to give me the lesson in bitachon. To get an understanding of bitachon, a person has to really internalize and think for himself. So many times in our lives, we want to be told what to do, and then we want to get angry at the people who tell us it. That's a very dangerous thing in our lives, Derek, because you could hear about bitachon from today to tomorrow, and you can hear about and read stories of bitachon, and it doesn't mean that you're going to put your own trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean that you're going to develop a certain bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you just realize He has a way of running the world, and there's a purpose, and we're a cog, and there's something we're supposed to take from it, but that something we're supposed to take by having bitachon in Hashem is not necessarily what we're going to think in the moment we want. So why is it that people have a hard time with bitachon? So first of all, he says, I have already written 3 chapters in this book, Shara Ichud, Shara Bchina, Shara Avodas Elokim. This is most of the time, people who hold back from having any of those things are also the people who have a problem with bitachon. In other words, there's a concept called gaiva. This week's parshas Ekev, and there's quite a bit of discussion about the idea of gaiva, of haughtiness, of the understanding that a person turns around and thinks the world revolves around him, or that it's totally about that which the person goes ahead and has for himself. The Torah uses the language in this week's parsha. V'ram levavecha, your heart becomes very wide. V'shachachtas Hashem Elokecha, asher hotziach me'eretz Mitzrayim. You're going to forget that it wasn't just you that got yourself out of Mitzrayim. There was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You also played a little bit of a role over there. And so, to be quite honest, when the person says that he has avodas Hashem, to think that he has to be a Baal Bitachon, look at him, he's sitting comfortably. You know, COVID can't come to him. Other things won't come to him. No, it's not kochi beotzim yadi, and that's not one of the things that are there. But the one thing that won't come to you when you're a Baal Gaiva is a sense of bitachon, a sense of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way He works within this world. And that's a very, very dangerous holdback. And so a person needs to take an honest, good look at himself if he's going to have room to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu exist. The Gemara says in a couple of places that when we deal with a Baal Gaiva, Ein ani v'hu yecholim lader v'mader echad. God says, I can't live in the same place as a Baal Gaiva. Sure you can't. There's no room for you. He's so full of hot air, he takes up all the room. And so that's the first mafsid. The second thing that holds a person back is that we lack the thought process. We're so busy running all the time. We're so busy trying to take care of our own elements that sometimes we forget that the main element that we have to take care of is to stop to take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That at the same time we stop and look at something. And sometimes that's something we can do even in a moment when we're waiting online in a supermarket, when you're waiting at the doctor's office, when you're taking a look at something incredible. We have a lot of alone time these days. We're supposed to be socially distant, if we're taking care of social distance, you go out to a walk outside, you want to walk the dog, take a couple of moments as you're walking the dog to think about the nature, realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in all the veins of all the leaves. Stop around and realize that the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who runs the whole world at large and is dealing with foreign affairs, he's also taking care of the small details within life, and you come to a certain incredible trust that, wow, he's really running the world. But we don't usually take time for that. We're so busy that we don't have time to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is Bitachon ever going to be Nismach? How is there going to be a growth of Bitachon if we never have the opportunity to realize it? We also, by the way, he says there's one other aspect. And what's that? We don't really understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand how we would run the world. I remember Ari Kaplan, Rabbi Kaplan, Zichrono Livracha, wrote a famous work called If You Were God. I always had a lot of fun reading the first chapter of the book, where he talks about what would happen and what would you do if you were God. After that, it became a little bit different, because Rabbi Kaplan went on to talk about his stuff, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world the way he does. But we like to think of the way the world runs through our own eyes. We don't always understand it in a greater way. Rav Matisyahu Salomon writes that this is actually a big difference. For us to understand that there are rules for running the world, there's a midas adin, that's something that we can get into our heads. But to understand that in addition to a midas adin, there's also a midas harachamim. To understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with rachamim, that's a little bit harder to understand. How can you have a world that at the same point in time has justice in it and also has a sense of rachamim? It's like so beyond the mind of a human being. Either you have justice or you have rachamim, but how do you have din mitocha rachamim or rachamim bedin, that there are aspects in both, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to meet it out just appropriately to take care of it for each and every one of us. That too is something. When you don't understand the rules of the game, because there's also a superordinate rule of rachamim. Let me take a look right now. We live in a world right now where we have a concept of din. People get arrested for violating the law. And in the context of violating the law, they are supposed to be incarcerated. But we have a concept called bail, right? Sometimes bail can be too expensive, and it may create an unfair advantage for certain people over other people. So we had bail reform, right? And then, so we have a concept called bail reform. Now all of a sudden, the din fell apart, and crime has gone up. So the idea in a human being's mind that you can have both rachamim and you can still have din, and the world can continue to function, I think that's an incredible idea. That's something that really requires us to think very, very hard. What is it we're doing, how we're doing it, and understanding that behind it all there's a trust that our HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and that we need to think about that as well. So take the time out and challenge yourself on the mafsidim over here, on the things that cause us to be lost. And maybe what we need to do in our lives is take a couple of moments of the day to learn something new about the way Hashem runs the world in distinct difference to the way we thought Hashem understood the world. We find a new way of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu just a little bit more. Each and every day, our bitachon would grow. What did you learn about Hashem today? What did you learn about how you can relate to Him? Have you developed a new trust and a new understanding? Make that something that we do, and every day will be a great day. Have a great day.